Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, which is nicely named, Experiments That Lead to Experiences, Changing the Dyslexic Mind. Now, in this episode, I keep getting told by so many people how hard it is to remember things and really learn new stuff. So I revisit this podcast episode, it feels like every 3, 4, maybe 5 months, and I come at it from a slightly different angle because learning and retaining information is such a challenge. So often it just comes in one ear and out the other. You wonder if there's anything in between. So let's dive into today's episode because I think it'll be a real goodie. Okay, guys. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about experiments that lead to experiences. Now, you're probably going, he's lost the plot again. How does he lose the plot so often? But I promise you, I'll bring it back to making sense by the end of this episode. So let's look at the problem. Many of us with dyslexia struggle with a bunch of challenges. We struggle to stay focused on things we don't really like, similar to ADHD. We really struggle with tedious anything. And boring doesn't have to be the same thing to all of us. Something that's boring to me might be not boring to you, or something that's not scary to you might be scary to me. And so all these different things play on us and play on our motivation to actually learn things. The other challenge is we don't learn from reading anywhere near at the same level as non-dyslexics. The information just doesn't seem to sink in. And that happens a lot from things like trigger words, and I've spoken about trigger words before, but these are words that don't have a physical place in the world. So for example, a desk is a physical word. We can all picture a desk. I'm sure our picture is all different, but it's similar. Wall, television, carpet. You can see I'm looking around my room as I record this. All of those things are physical words. But words like authority or love, you know, all of these words are made up. And especially authority is a great one. Authority definitely doesn't have a clear picture for many. And the picture is very different. So, for example, I used to picture authority. The meaning of it was the police. That was authority. But actually, that's not a very good definition for it because I can be an authority in the adult dyslexia space, right? Doesn't mean I'm a police officer. So you can see how the pictures we try and create around non-physical words cause us a lot of challenges. So if we're reading a lot of text, and many of us can read to a point using glasses and a bunch of other things can really help us, but it's actually the retention of the information that just feels frustrating. Feels like we could sit somewhere for 2 hours, get distracted 100 times, read 20 pages, remember next to none of it, and have to carry on with our lives and try and succeed at a test of some sort. So it can be really challenging. So what do you do about it? What do you actually do about it? Like, and this is where I kind of got the phrasing, experiments that lead to experiences. You know, we are not your natural learners. We don't learn in the exact same way as others who can read something, retain that information. We learn by experiments, so trying something in the real world. And, you know, from that, developing experiences consistently. So when you first do something, it's an experiment because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. You are not completely certain what happens on the other side. Now, I'm going to use a really, I like to use the occasional really strange example, but this was one I've had recently, and it's quite a small thing that I wanted to learn how to do or to remember to do or to not just close off in my mind. So often I can find myself overthinking something and thinking, I just don't want to do that. Not because I don't want to do it, but because I think I've done it in my head, I've experienced it in my head, and I've gone, no, thank you. Rather than actually getting the true experience. So for me, I've been listening to a lot of Wim Hof recently. I've been trying to improve my breathing, which has been pretty fun. The other thing, if you know Wim Hof's work, he talks a lot about cold water therapy. I'm sure he's probably got a better name for that, but he plunges into giant ice lakes and ice baths. And, you know, I'm sure you can picture all these cool, funky things. So I've been wanting to do more of that. So it's coming into summer over here in New Zealand. which is thank God, because we need something, as we're still in probably the world's strongest lockdown at the moment, which is always fun. And I wanted to basically try and cold water therapy. Now, we have a bath, but I really don't like the picture of the bath. I've got experiences with it. I just don't, not a fan. But I am open to a cold shower. The challenge has been in the past is that even in the heat of summer, for some reason, I'm hooked into having hot, hot showers. That's what, that keeps you clean. It's a good shower. It's what you do. So I'm trying to do this Wim Hof method kind of concept. And like, picture yourself in this. Picture yourself as the actor in your mind when you're thinking through this. Imagine yourself in bathing suits, trunks, whatever picture works in your head for kind of what I'm talking about. But it's kind of imagine standing outside the shower looking in, going, do I really want to do this? Is it really worth it? Watching my mind try and look at every way out of the situation. Now, this is how I learn. I have to experiment to get the first experience, which allows me to experience at a higher level. This is how I will make change in my life. And you know, all learning is basically discovering something to change. You're changing the way you think about something. Maybe there's nothing in your brain about it and you add something to it, or you thought a certain way and learning something new changes that thought process, right? That's all it is. So I'm standing there going, do I want to do this? I haven't done this before. I kind of believe the authority of Wim Hof. So I'm looking outside of myself now that I understand what authority is. And I believe him. I think it's good. But just picturing it in my mind, the cold water, you know, it comes back to me thinking of jumping into a cold pool. I never liked that. Some people love that, you know, but for me, that's hard. And we'll all have different things that are hard for us. But for me, this is challenging. Just the thought of it just brings shivers up my back. You know, I can, you know, just imagining hitting that cold water, you know, our minds can create very easily physical reactions in our bodies, right? We're so visually connected to our emotions. And so I'm like, oof, what do I do? So realizing I have to create an experiment. So if I just kind of, I can talk myself in and out of it about 28 times, but I go, okay, what's an experiment I could do that I never have to do again if I hate it? And I'm thinking, I don't want to go from nothing to freezing cold. I don't just want to jump into freezing cold. The minute it touches my little pinky finger that I'm sure I'll dip into the shower, I ain't getting in there. So I think, okay, what if I start off lukewarm and I cool it down and let my body adjust? And then I start to feel it, you know, from that point of view. And so I go, okay, that's a great experiment. It's not completely shock therapy, but it's going to help me experiment with the cold. So what I do is I do that. I keep getting colder and colder and colder until it kind of feels like I've been in a swimming pool for an age and it's just gotten colder. So I've experimented with it and I go, okay, now what's going to prove that this is actually worth doing? You know, do I want to experience this again? Have I got enough information from this experience to learn that this is a plus in my life? Because for many of us, what can happen is we can get into these cycles where we just don't learn anything new. We're just scared to kind of actually go out of our comfort zone. We get very trapped in it. And for me, like, this change may seem small, but when you bolt 10, 20, 30 of these changes together over a month or two, you actually start to make massive impact in your life. So for this one, I was like, okay, well, like, how do I feel after this? I'd just been for a walk before this, so I was hot because the sun was out. And I was like, maybe this will actually make me feel better for the rest of the afternoon if I'm working or whatever I'm doing. And so I said, I'll check in with myself throughout the afternoon and just go, how do I feel? And realistically, I only checked in for the first 10, 20 minutes after the shower. I forgot about it after then until the next day. But in those 10 to 20 minutes, it was a much better experience. I felt cooler. I felt much more relaxed. I didn't feel hot and bothered. I didn't feel tired. You know, real hot showers can make you tired. And I was like, wow, that's actually not too bad. Fantastic. Now, how can I keep these experiences going to build on that experience? What can I do? And so I was like, okay, what if I make sure I go for another hot walk again tomorrow? And know that I'm going to be reminded of this when I get back into the shower again. And luckily enough, because it was the same position I started that experiment, and because it was quite, you know, that experiment was quite not harrowing, not, that's probably the wrong word, hard, but it was something I was very aware of being part of it. It wasn't that big a deal. You know, it was easy to remember, let's say, the next day. And so I said, hey, I did feel good, you know, and then I thought to myself, a good experiment or a good way of learning is not doing something once. I'm going to have to experiment with it a few times to see if I get the same result, right? So I did it again. I actually started a bit colder than the first time. I was like, oh, cool, I know how to do this. I'm a legend at this already. You know how our heads and our bravado can sometimes be if we're feeling in the right zone. And so I jumped in and I liked it again. And again, I was becoming more and more aware of it. As I experimented, as I experienced these things, I became more aware of going, wow, this actually does feel really good. I kind of want to keep doing this. I kind of want to keep experiencing this. So for the next 5 days, I've kind of continued. And this is actually something I've done very recently. I want to say 5 to 7 days, give or take. And I've really, you know, dove into it. You know, I've done it once a long, long time ago, but I fell out of love with it. But this time I'm like, okay, what do I need to see from the experiment to keep it going? And this is the real golden nugget of how we can learn things by experience, but how we can actually retain them. It's not in the power of having a cold shower. It's in what does it give me? Now, for me, it actually refreshes me. So I actually get some work done in the afternoon. There are days in the afternoon where I just can't do anything. I'm broken. So this has given me probably an extra hour, hour and a half, 2 hours of work that I normally wouldn't have at the same level. Does that make sense? So for me, I'm focusing on that outcome and I'm gluing it to those cold showers. So often with dyslexia, we miss cause and effect. And that's why experiments and experience, when you add them together, you know, you actually start to get real change in your life because you start to see what's the outcome, what's the better effect of these things. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. The same thing really matters whatever you're learning. If you're learning for your driving test, even though it's a written test, do you want to know how to study for it? Is find a parent, a family member. How can you recreate these questions in real life? Can you get out fake little toy cars, draw out a map, and make the sound, brum, 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 move your car along, don't make a left turn or someone's going to crash into you? How can you do that? You know, that's going to help you remember the right answer, right? You know, those things are important. Some of the questions, you may even sit in a real car, pretend you're driving, and react to these things. But, you know, get the experience in the real world that you can draw on when you're in the little tick box mark. Too many of us try and just remember, was it A, B, C, or D, if you've got the exact answers, you know, just to copy it. But you actually want to learn this stuff, right? So think, how can you experiment and experience these things going forward? Hopefully that makes some sense, guys. You know, get out there, keep doing it. Thanks for all the support. Loving seeing so many podcast listeners joining our Facebook group and our YouTube channel. We hit over 1,000 YouTube subscribers, which is pretty cool. We're going to be releasing a new course called To-Do List Bingo very, very soon. So stay tuned. It's going to cost like next to nothing, but it's the first course I've done all on my own. There's 3 videos and a worksheet and a bunch of other cool stuff, but it's going to help people get more done. That's all I want to share. I'll be back in 2 days' time on Thursday. Have an epic rest of your day.